It's time for a little bit of relaxation. We're going to turn it over to Linda for her midday mindfulness meditation. And after that, John Glass will take over. So I appreciate being able to serve as your host this morning. Everybody have a wonderful day.
Hello, everyone. When Sarah first approached me about dropping this little break into our extremely busy schedule, this is probably even close to the halfway point of how long we've been at this, I thought, well, sure, we can do that. And then I checked the schedule and saw that this was following an incredibly important and meaningful presentation. So I want to add my thanks to Sherry and Beth, and in fact, offer a potential invitation from CCB women to come and talk to us as a group, and from ACB women to perhaps join on one of our monthly community calls. So we can keep this conversation going. So all of you who had questions, please stay tuned. We'll find a way to keep this conversation going. And I love the name of WEAVE. Now there is an acronym. Lovely, lovely. Anyway, so here we go. This week, we celebrate, 40 years of beginning of Earth Day? And 50 years. I just counted it on my fingers. 1970, beginning of Earth Day celebration. And so I thought I'd spend a few minutes taking us outside, because we've spent a lot of time at this conference sitting indoors, tethered to our screens, unless, of course, we have lovely backyards with or without pools. So I'm going to invite you to come outside with me, to get up from your chair in your imagination and go through your front door. And when you get outside, you'll notice that the entire environment has been magically transformed. You are on a quiet and safe walking path with no obstacles in the way. And you can saunter. No counting steps, no Fitbits, saunter down the path, gently sloping till you reach the bottom of a small hill. At that point, listen carefully and you will hear a soft breeze dancing with some quiet wind chimes. And they will lead you to a very comfortable bench for you to sit for a while. Now, this bench can either be in full sun, if that's your jam, or in partial or full shade, if you prefer. So sit down, relax. We'll begin by, let's take off our shoes and socks, slippers, goodbye, put them down. Under your feet, you choose soft grass or warm beach sand, whatever your feet feel most comfortable walking in nature. And feel that connection to the earth beneath your feet. The earth that gives all of us life and that welcomes us back every time we leave our indoor surroundings, back into the beautiful natural environment. So you're sitting there, your feet are planted, you're comfortable on the warm bench, and bring your attention to your heart, middle of your chest, and imagine your heart beating steadily and pulsing out warm, bright light. Let that light spread out from your heart and surround all of you with its warmth and brightness and acceptance of this moment in time. Now we'll practice breathing from our hearts. So I want you to take a deep breath, count to four, hold it for four, release it for four, hold it for four. We'll do that three times. So breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. Hold. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. Hold. Once again, breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. Hold. Now, resume your normal breathing and just listen to the sounds around you. Are there branches whispering in the breeze? Are there birds flying by, building their nests in the springtime? Can you hear the ocean waves? Just take that in and know that nature is always there for us, sending us love and nourishment. And while you've been sitting, listening, paying attention, being comfortable, someone, a being, has joined you on the bench very quietly. Now you get to choose who that being is. It's going to be a being that provides you with unconditional love, that delights in you as a living person. So that can be a partner, a child, your guide or pet dog, your kitty, your grandma, if she's here or gone, other dear ones in your life, or it can be your divine beloved, whomever you take that to be. But that soul, that being, is sitting beside you and offering you unconditional love and affection. If you'd like, you can ask that loving being a question. Do you need some advice? Something's bothering you? You have a problem that needs solving? Or do you just want some encouragement about taking on a new project or making a big decision in your life? Spend a couple of moments asking your companion for their advice. Okay, some companions are going to have a lot of advice, and you can come back and visit them at any point and get the whole scoop. But hopefully they have given you some nugget to carry forward. So thank them say, you know, I love you back, and I couldn't make it without you. So enjoy sitting for a couple more minutes. Gentle breeze, warm sun, earth beneath your feet. Now, lean over and put those shoes or slippers or socks back on your feet. Gently stand up. Say goodbye to your loved one for now. Take one, turn your face toward the ocean or the forest, whatever you're near. Breathe it in one more time. And again, start your slow, meditative walk back to the house and back to our meeting today. Thank you for spending some time outside.
Wow, Linda, I so
Thank
feel
you,
like
Linda.
I should be taking a nap.
Well, listen, awesome. After hospitality last night, I could use a nap too.
Oh, gosh. All right, everybody. Well, now wake up, and yeah. Now we're all relaxed, and let's hand it over to Mr. John Glass, Convention Planning Committee member.
And I'll be back at 1 o'clock for more afternoon fun. So, thank you, everyone.
Heck yes. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you very much, Linda. What a wonderful presentation. That was really great.